Clubs of Vicious, our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. He's with us till about 15 after the great Nick Hernandez takes over. The New York Post has now released the reported main suspect, Colt Gray, in Georgia. We've got more details. The FBI knowing all about him and doing nothing. That is, how about slow rolling? That is coming up. We'll break that down some next segment before I hand the baton to Drew Hernandez. But I was asking you during the break to specify the law enforcement and others you're talking to at the highest levels, why they're so concerned and what they think the deep state's planning.
Well, the law enforcement is concerned because they've been actually, if you know these guys, they've been told not to speak publicly, right? They have a public information officer. They're not allowed to comment on things that they see that's happening in their cities, in their communities. The intel that we get from them, that I'm getting from them, is because I've been friends of them from them since my high school years, you know, and now they're the upper ranking guys. They're getting close to retirement and their ear is on everything that's happening. So when we're having these lunch meetings and meeting for breakfast or grabbing a quick beer, what they're saying is what I'm simply sharing, that people need to get their house in order. It's not just the Venezuelan gangs. You have multiple groups that have created their gang groups. The Chileans are out as well. They have their own sector. And so these guys have created like silos or groups that they're out there terrorizing the people. So you have the people that are just doing the raiding homes, you know, stealing stuff, taking over these apartments, that type of stuff. But there's a whole nother underground element of these military age men that were trained in military camps that are here on American soil. And those guys are organized. As a matter of fact, talking to one of them, he goes, "Steve, we're observing them because our stuff is, we do a lot of overwatch with our drones. I know how these guys walk. So when they walk in a specific formation just to go get food or dinner, and they're in a staggered pattern and they're walking, it's already built in them innately. This is how they're trained. And they're moving through the city just to go to dinner, but they're wired that way. They're programmed that way because all they've been is trained in a battle zone. So for them, they walk as if there's a threat around them. And so these are guys that are military trained. These are not people that are average civilian that walk through with their hoodies on, four or five of them bunched up together. No, they're staggered. They're in a formation as if they're actually on patrol.
And we've seen this in countless videos on the Texas and Arizona border. Chinese military age men, obviously military, same boots, same backpacks, same clothing companies. You see the same thing with Latin Americans, and you can see these are not grunts. These are, you'll see the old guy that's obviously in charge. You'll see the officers under him. They're clearly bringing in communication teams, you name it.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, we were on with Charlie Kirk on the 6-part docuseries called Border Battles. Then I took Bobby RFK Jr. to the border on his documentary called Midnight at the Border, which your viewers would benefit from watching that, about 20 minutes. But there was literally busloads after busloads of Chinese national men, well-dressed, organized, very fit, and busloads of West Africans from Senegal and all those other areas coming off, no wives, no kids, a simple backpack, and they look like sport athletes. These are trained men. And what I shared on your prior thing, and I'm going to share it again, just as a reminder, with 1,000 of my guys that are highly trained, we can bring LA County to its knees. And the reality is that if you had 200,000 that they know that are registered and they know the military camps they trained at that are within the United States that they have recorded, imagine what they don't have recorded. And the crazy thing about what people don't understand is you cannot leave China without a passport and a purpose that you're leaving, especially if you're a single male. My family's from Serbia. It took me years to get paperwork, even though I have a direct relationship with the Serbian government and the Serbian embassy. It took me years for my cousin, who's married, who owns property, who has two kids, to come over. And they would only let him come over by himself, not with his family. You don't think China is more restrictive? And some of these other countries are way more restrictive.
They're invading us. So let's ask why when we come back. What's the plan? Who are they controlled by? With Steve Sleptovich straight ahead. Final segment with him. We got big breaking news straight ahead.